KFYI, the Mike Broomhead Show.
So, someone tell me, other than a government contract, where can you underperform and get a friggin' raise? Welcome to the Mike Broomhead Show.
I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
No. Nowhere else. You can't do that. I mean, it's right now in everywhere else in society. I'm trying to think of a case. I'm sorry I'm so at a loss for words right now. Everywhere else in society that I know of, especially under the current economic times that we have, we are doing twice as much work for half as much pay. In the construction industry, they're working twice as hard for half as much money. It's just how it is. Companies are working their butts off just to keep the doors open. It's just how it is right now. But we have a government contract, and you can't hold the bus drivers responsible for this. Veolia Transportation negotiated this. Now, I don't know that it's the bus driver's fault that they underperformed. I can't lay this at the feet of bus drivers. But the company as a whole underperformed because they had liquidated damages. And if you're just joining us, the bus strike looks like it may be over at 7 p.m. The union will vote on whether or not to take this. So listen to the comments from city council members. Council member Tom Simplot said he felt the city's current standards for assessing liquidated damages were too strict and it might put the city at legal risk. Gee, Tom, thanks for standing up for us, buddy. Thanks. You mean we don't have a right to, we don't have the right to stand up and expect excellence. You're dealing with taxpayer dollars here. I'm not a knee-jerk reaction person. I'm not a person that says fire them all. But I'm close with this. I'm serious. This one issue, I am so close to saying, what in the hell is going on? Here we have a city council member that says, you know what? Our performance standard here as a city council, I think that we're holding our vendors to too high a standard. If you owned a company, would you hire a manager that said that? I'm not kidding. You have money. You've got a few million bucks in the bank, and let's say you open a restaurant. You open a restaurant, and you've got cooks in the kitchen. And your kitchen manager comes to you and says, boss, here's the deal. I just think the standard for food quality that we're holding our cooks to, it's just too high. I mean, you know, we can't expect excellence out of our cooks. You just are expecting too much. Oh, and by the way, not only are you expecting your food quality to be too high, the cooks want a raise while we're at it. What would you do? I'm serious. What would you do? How quickly would you fire that kitchen manager? Thelda Williams, who is my council member, she is my representative on the city council, and I've on a couple of occasions met her. I don't think she'd remember me. She will now. She voted for it reluctantly. Here's what Thelda Williams said. Thelda Williams said, we are being manipulated, and I don't like that either. But she wanted to get the buses back on the road for the public. No offense, Mrs. Williams, but if you're being manipulated, backing down is your answer? I mean, I voted in this election so that you could back down when you're being manipulated? The city of Phoenix implemented a food tax by negotiating with the unions for the police officers and the firefighters. And the police officers and the firefighters, who, by the way, live in this community. You understand that. Veolia Transportation, I mean, the people that work for them and the bus drivers and stuff, they live here, but the company itself does not. And I don't want to get into the nepotism of this contract negotiation for Veolia Transport. I don't want to get into any of that because none of that matters anymore. What matters is the here and now. Veolia Transportation does not live here. You understand? The Phoenix Police Department, they raise their families in Phoenix, and they live in Phoenix. And every police officer on the street, as far as I know, wants what's best for Phoenix. The firefighters, they fight fires here. They go to the scene of car wrecks here. They want this community to thrive. And when looking at the city's budgets, they did A, what was best for them, for their members, and they did what was best for the city. They made concessions, so it saved the jobs of their membership. And cops and firefighters, in the face of a bad economy, took pay cuts. Cops and, get this, first responders took pay cuts. And bus drivers are getting a raise. I want you to contemplate that for a moment. I'm not trying to demean a bus driver. I will never demean hardworking people. I've been blue collar my whole life, but I want you to think of the pecking order of what's most important for where you live. Cops and firefighters made real concessions to keep, and they never left the job. They can't, but they never left the job. And bus drivers are getting a raise. Crime, all time low. Response time, all time fastest. Phoenix PD is ranked one of the best police agencies in the entire country. Not by Phoenix PD, but by national rankers. Phoenix Fire Department, fantastic job on every level. They are performing at a high level, and they took pay cuts. They took pay cuts. Bus drivers and the company Veolia Transportation underperformed. And today, the city of Phoenix and the city council, with the exception of two people, voted to give them $750,000 of your money to an underperformer. Not only did they give them money, they lowered their performance standards. So they didn't say to them, you better pick it up a notch. They said, you know what? You aren't performing and you kind of suck, so I'm going to lower my standards so you don't suck so bad.
So they're underperforming.
Right.
And they got a raise.
Yes.
They're the Amari Stoudemire of bus drivers.
That's great. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, but at least we had to ship him to another city for him to do that. Oh,
are you suggesting you should ship these bus drivers down to Tucson?
Not the bus drivers, the whole company. Veolia Transportation in general. Let me strike that. No. Veolia Transportation, congratulations. As a matter of fact, I want someone from Veolia Transportation to contact me, please. Mike Broomhead at KFYI.com. I need someone to negotiate a contract for me.
Jerry Maguire of the union.
Yeah, show me the money. Oh, your chance. I hope you're as angry as that. I got a headache. I got to take a break. I'll be back. Stay close.
George Newery and Coast to Coast tonight at 10:06. Mike Broomhead now. News Talk 550 KFYI.
KFYI.com.
Okay. I thought I was gonna calm down during the break. I thought I'd calm down a little bit, and I didn't. You know, everyone knows I am friends with a lot of cops, and cops talk to me. Get this. Listen to this. I've been talking about the fact that cops and firefighters made concessions in the last negotiation to the city to ease the burden of what was going on. In the economic troubles of the city of Phoenix. So, I'm not trying to demean anyone, but in the grand scheme of what's happened in the last few years, cops and firefighters gave money back, and bus drivers are getting a friggin' raise. Just in the grand scheme of that, I'm not surprised by the government doing this kind of thing, but I'm just outraged. Well, get this. So, they're supposed to get their concessions back. In other words, they negotiate with the city. Listen, we realize your projections for the next couple of years are bad. We will make concessions. We will give you back what you need so that cops and firefighters stay. And now it's obviously two separate negotiations, but I'm lumping them together. We're giving you what you need. We're giving you the temporary relief you need. So not raises. We're going to give you money back. But next year or whatever, you will give it back to us. Okay, great. Terrific. So now it's time for the cops to sit down with the city and get their concessions back. You understand? Get their money back that they gave the city. The city's saying, no, we don't have the money. So the city just gave $750,000 large to the bus company, but they're fighting the cops on giving them back the concessions that they gave. What the hell is going on? Am I living in the Twilight Zone? I'm serious. Is this the Twilight Zone? If you live in Phoenix, do this for me. Even if, well, only if you live in Phoenix, because it doesn't matter if you don't. If you live in Phoenix and you don't know who your city council member is, you don't know who that person is, I need you to find out. I'll get it posted by tomorrow on my webpage, but you got to find out who your representative is on the city council, and they got to hear from you. They just do. Enough of this already. I don't know why this has irked me, because the city has done some – city politics are worse than the Congress. It's dumber sometimes. So this is stupid. I mean, they've made dumb decisions. But cops and firefighters do the right thing for their community when understanding that the city's in a bind, and they make concessions to the city. Great. Pat on the back. Good for them. They did the right thing. Now it's time for them to get their concessions back. Not a raise. No, it's not a raise. Get back what they gave the city. And the city's telling them no. They haven't underperformed. Think about it. They've overperformed. Go look at the crime statistics. We're the fourth or fifth, depending on where you look statistically, fourth or fifth largest city in the country. Look at our crime rate in the city of Phoenix. And I'm sorry right now to isolate the valley. I'm not, you know, right now we're dealing with a Phoenix issue. And it can be tied to anybody, but this specifically in Phoenix. Look at the crime statistics. You look at the rank and file officers and response times and everything else and what's going on, and you look at, same for the Phoenix Fire, they perform at a very, very, very high level. You know, now there's management stuff, and what are the street cops being paid compared to, you know, other people, and what are the management being paid toward other people? All of that is kind of the, that's all the negotiating stuff that happens behind the scenes. But just for everyone, just for people like you and I, who helps run the show? I do. You understand? I help run, I'm the one that fuels the engine. Well, cops and firefighters, who doesn't believe that they deserve their pay? And if they were good enough to give money back, they weren't required to do it, but they did it because it was the right thing to do. So they told the city of Phoenix, here's a concession for you. Let's say it was 3%. We're going to give you back 3%. And the city says, great. That's, you know, whew, a big, big, deep sigh of relief. Everybody's happy. They've gotten back their 3%. And that's going to take the pressure off. Put on a 2% food tax, which I thought was a disgusting idea, but they did it. What can you do? So there's your 2% food tax that's going to sunset, by the way. Fat chance. But there you have it. Well, now, it's just so – the state of the city address is going to happen soon, and I'm telling you, I don't think I can go. I don't think I can go and sit there with my mouth closed. The bus drivers, the bus company – I don't want to demean the drivers – the bus company gets $750,000 of my money, but you're going to tell cops and firefighters you're not getting your money back? We'll give you half now and half later, or some now and some later, or whatever they're saying. Am I living in the Twilight Zone? What would you rather live with? Would you rather live with scab bus drivers or scab cops? But here's the thing. The city knows. Cops can't walk off the job. I don't think they would if they could. Cops can't walk off the job. Firefighters can't walk off the job. They can't strike. It's just, to me, is beneath contempt. And these are the people that we hire. Now, we are the board of directors. You understand, by virtue of being able to go to the voting box, we are the board of directors. We can change all this stuff. We just don't. But they do work for us, and it's about time they heard from us. You know, I haven't gone, you know, we had the thing called the Brigade for SB 1070. I haven't pulled that thing out in a long time. It's almost time to start doing it. It's almost time to start doing that again. If you live in Phoenix, I really hope you'll back me on this, because I am so furious at this. The fact that they have written a check to Veolia Transportation for $750K because they weren't performing, and then they lowered the standards for the buses, and they won't give the cops and the firefighters back the money that they were good enough to say, listen, I know times are tough for everybody. Here's a concession. I'm living in a Twilight Zone episode. This is going to be the first real test for the new mayor and for this city council. I guarantee you my city council members are going to hear from me. I guarantee you that I am going to pull every string I have to have a conversation with everybody that will listen to me down there, not because I'm so pro-cop and pro-firefighter, not at all, but because I am pro-taxpayer. This is just despicable. This is despicable spending of my tax dollars. As a board, as a taxpayer, as a stockholder in this corporation, I'm disgusted at what they're doing with my money. And it's about time some of these people hear from us. I got a news break, your chance to weigh in, and we've got so much still to cover. Oh, the Amazon, they want to make a break. They want to make a deal with Amazon about taxing them out of the state of Arizona. Oh, I'm going to have a headache the rest of the night. Stay close.
Glenn Beck, later this evening at 7:06. Mike Broomhead, now. News Talk 550, KFYI.
KFYI.com.
Okay. I want to talk about these lawmakers in a moment, but I always take people that disagree with me. I want to give equal time, and in interest of doing that, I'm going to go to Phoenix and speak with Mark. Mark, welcome to the Mike Broomhead Show on KFYI.
Hey, Mike, longtime fan. Great to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to go through some of the information. When you start equating, you know, whether these guys are paid or not, the first thing is they didn't take any pay cuts. They just didn't get all of their cost of living increase.
Okay. That's not everything that happened, but all right, go ahead. I want to let you make your point, and then we'll pick it, and we'll talk.
But I recognize it's an incentive. They did kick in, but it's not like they went backwards. And if you want to know if somebody's getting the right amount of pay or not, you can compare a city job to a similar job in private society.
Okay.
Or you go to a smaller town or smaller municipality.
Okay.
And most of the ones within 100 miles of Phoenix make about half of what a city Phoenix police officer does.
Okay.
A couple of other things, they get to work these side jobs. All of them pay at least $50 an hour.
Okay.
And almost without exception, they get to take a city Phoenix cop car home.
No, they don't.
The bus drivers take the bus.
No, they don't. Cops don't take their cars home.
If they're working a construction site, absolutely.
Cops do not take their cars home.
Sometimes they can.
Okay,
And I guarantee I'll give you specific. Chandler does it every day.
Okay, we're talking about Phoenix. I don't know about Chandler. I know Phoenix does not take their patrol cars home. I know that for a fact.
I'm open to that being something new.
Okay. Well, and Mark, but the thing is, while we're talking about numbers, we can argue semantics, I guess, but when you look at an equal police agency to the city of Phoenix and other large cities, rank and file street cops are in about the 98th percentile. They're actually a little bit paid at a scale a little bit less to comparable police agencies around the country.
You're dead on, but if the city of L.A. Is triple paying their officers, and we're just 2% less than triple paying our officers.
Okay.
That doesn't mean they're not overpaid.
So do you think there are – so what you're – are you saying to me that you believe that police officers in the city of Phoenix are overpaid?
I do, and here's a couple of specific reasons related to statistics and risks.
Okay.
They're number 14 or 15 when it comes to risk of their job as far as losing life or an injury that they would have the rest of their life.
Okay.
Number one – in a non-border state is a lineman or somebody that works on power poles.
Okay.
Or cell towers.
Okay.
Those people also contribute greatly to my life.
Okay.
My safety, my security. But they got a far greater chance of being hurt and dying. They don't get lifetime pensions. They don't get $50 an hour side jobs. They don't get any of those things.
Okay.
There's a lot of matrices that I think weighed out. I love our police force. They're great people. But they signed up to do this job.
But
I want to do this. I want to go get shot at. I want to chase bad people. So the fact that that's what they go and do, what they signed up for, that doesn't make them these great big heroes. I like the bus drivers too. And a bus driver makes about 20%. If you look at the cost of the city, it's 20% of what a cop costs.
Okay.
Because they're not employees of the city. They're employees of the bus company.
Okay, and here's what, and Mark, I appreciate the call. Here's where we disagree. Let me address where we disagree. They are heroes, and they are heroes because they do get shot at and run into burning buildings. When you and I are running away, they're running in. That's just my personal opinion. Yes, Andrew?
When everyone else loses their head, the police officer keeps their cool.
Yeah, I want to try to be as methodical as I can with some of the things that Mark said. They are not overpaid, and here's the difference between a lineman. And I've been, again, just to say that I know something about this, I've been an electrician my entire adult life. I have worked with voltage and with electricity my entire adult life. I've seen some guys injured pretty badly. I've never seen anyone killed. And I also realize that a lineman is working at a much higher level than I am with the voltages and the danger and the heights that they work. Here's the difference. A lineman dies because they make a mistake or another person makes a mistake. A cop dies at the hands of violent criminals. Every single interaction that a police officer has, every single one, has the potential to turn deadly. Every single one of them. There is no such thing as a routine traffic stop. There is no such thing as a routine call for a domestic violence or a dispute in someone's home. Every one of these situations is volatile. Every one of them is potentially deadly. And it's not because someone made a mistake. It's because someone's on the attack. And you may think the police officers are underpaid or overpaid until you need one. And then there's never enough of them, and they deserve every penny plus a lot more. It's just my personal opinion. But regardless of all of that, the one thing we did agree on was that they gave back to the city with the agreement that the city would make them whole. And when you say cost of living increases, let's just talk about those for a moment. Yes, they have taken a step backward. If you make $15 an hour, and you make $15 an hour for the next 5 years, have you taken a step backwards in pay? You bet you have. Everything's more expensive. Well, I was going to say houses, but they aren't. Actually, they're cheaper now. But everything costs more. Food costs more over a five-year period. Clothing costs more. Gasoline costs more. Health insurance, car insurance, everything you purchase in a five-year period becomes more expensive incrementally. That's why it's called a COLA, a cost of living increase. And you can't say they don't step backwards. They did. But it was something that they had that they gave back to the city with the agreement that the city would make them whole. And I'm the only reason why I even brought up the cops and firefighters is I wanted to use it as a backdrop to even make the absurdity of what the city did with the bus drivers today even more absurd. You sit down with the police and the firefighters and you ask them for concessions and they agree. And then you sit down with the bus company and give them cash. Anyone, I mean, anybody not outraged, anybody not get the fact that this is absolutely the biggest joke? These are the professionals that we hired to represent us and use our tax dollars. This is how they handle it. You actually had a councilman named Tom Simplot, and I know who Tom is. Tom Simplot said, our standards were too high. Our standards are too high. We're expecting too much. It's beautiful. I hope runs against him at the city council level. I hope that's on their campaign literature. Tom Simplot says the city council expects too much from the vendors. It's going to be beautiful on campaign literature. I've got to finish with this. There's people that want to weigh in, and I've got to get to the Brewer thing. We do have one more segment of the show left. I hope you'll stay with me. Don't go away.
Barry Young, tomorrow morning at 7:06. Mike Broomhead now. News Talk 550 KFYI.
KFYI.com.
All right, in some legislative news, the people in the legislature want Governor Jan Brewer to kind of make a deal. They want to make a deal with Amazon. Here's what they want to do. They want to enact a law about taxation of internet businesses here in Arizona, but they want to absolve them of the $53 million in back taxes they say they owe. Well, that's awfully nice of you. First of all, you can't never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. Ridiculous. Here's the deal. If you want to say this is what we're going to do to try to level the playing field, but doesn't sound to me like a conservative principle, but let's just say that's what you're trying to do. You want to level the playing field. That's all well and good, but when you make this rule and you say that any Arizona-based internet company, you know what you've just done? You've just told the entire country, A, the future of the tax base is internet as far as purchases go. Everything changes. Back in the day, back when Darren and I were little kids, If you went to the grocery store, the cashiers at a grocery store had the, they were the text messengers of the 1970s and early 80s. Their hands were like lightning because they could ring in the price of a, something. You remember that, Darren, when you would go to the grocery store and they would actually punch in the price of something by hand? They didn't scan it. Do you remember the days when they would do that? And you would watch a cashier's hands on the cash register go 1,000 miles an hour as they would put the price of every item in by hand. I know some of you are saying, really, Mike? Yeah, that's how they did it. And then what happened is technology progressed. And then they could scan those prices in, and all someone had to do was wave that tag over a machine, and the computer calculated it. It made things easier, and it sped up the process. And gradually, every grocery store in America went to that system. Now, most of them have, you can go yourself. They're self-service cashiers. My point is, as technology moves forward and industries see the handwriting on the wall, they move in the direction of the new technology. Well, the technology now dictates that the wave of the future is many people, not all, we're not going to lose all of our freestanding stores. People are going to go to the store to buy things. But a big number of people are going to shop on the internet, and that number of people is going to increase, not decrease. This legislation will effectively tell those internet businesses, don't do business in Arizona. I mean, be located close to Arizona. Go to New Mexico. Go to Nevada. Go to California even. Because, you know, that's how they're going to do it in those states. But as soon as you cross the border and you start building your buildings and you start doing things in Arizona, now you're going to pay more in taxes. But do it outside of Arizona, just across the border. And you'll be fine. Genius, isn't it? Isn't it a genius thing to do at a time when we are trying to get businesses to come to the state of Arizona? We're going to say, if you come here, it's going to cost you more money. Pure genius. It's absolutely pure genius, isn't it? That's a joke, is what it is. So listen, I'm not paid anything by Amazon. I don't know anybody at Amazon. No one at Amazon knows me. I've never met anybody that works for Amazon. It just doesn't make any sense. You got a multi-billion dollar corporation who has come here and they've come here and expanded here in the Valley. And you want to slow the expansion down for the internet businesses. I was just in the West Valley today. I had to go to an event. We're going to have a great Memorial Day event I'm going to be telling you about out of a place called Dylan's Barbecue out at that World Wildlife View. Oh, the restaurant is incredible. Anyway, we're going to be out there. And so I drove home. I drove Litchfield Road to the 10 and I drove in. And you drive past all these open warehouse spaces and empty land. And you think, oh my gosh, the potential here, right? Well, let's shoot that in the foot. Why don't we do that? Let's start taxing these people more money than they'll be taxed in other states. There's a great idea. It doesn't make any sense. Someone may be able to explain it to me in a different way, but I can't imagine how they possibly could. I can't. It's just ludicrous. Someone emailed me upset about, they're not getting back their cost of living increases. Many people looking for work. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. My point was cops and firefighters lose money by giving it back to the city. And the bus drivers and the bus company gets a raise. In the grand scheme of things, doesn't make any sense to me. Zero Res, zerorespphoenix.com or 480-507-2419. An opportunity for you to save money and get the best service. Think about it. It's like a five-star restaurant at a very, very reasonable price. They are the five-star restaurant of the industry because there's no service like them. They come and clean your carpets, your upholstery, everything. They do it with no chemicals and no soaps. State-of-the-art stuff. It's better for the fabric. It dries faster. It stays cleaner much longer. There's no residue left behind. So this is one of those services you think, man, it's top-of-the-line stuff. I'll never be able to afford it. Listen to this. Zero Res is going to come to your home, and for $119, they're going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize three rooms. Do it right now. Make the call. Get on their appointment book. Get on their schedule at Zero Res, 480-507-2419. Tomorrow is the big Friday edition of the Mike Broomhead Show. I hope you can be here at 4:06. Have a great night, everyone. God bless.